You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Eduvos. So we're getting the country back on track. We are building this economy, or rebuilding this economy rather. And as part of that, critical skills are always important. But critical skills come from having the right education in place. With that in mind, we're going to be chatting to one of our leading private education providers in South Africa to understand the offering that they've got and understand how that could benefit us going forward. Joined on the line by the director and shareholder at Eduvos, Dr. Rian Steenberg, to take a look at the value of education and how it fits into the economy. Good evening, Dr. Steenberg. Lovely to speak to you as always. When we think about economic growth, we think about jobs, we think about all of the inputs that go into building an economy, and one of those key inputs is education.
Definitely. And I think education really is a powerful catalyst for economic growth, and it really equips people with the knowledge and skills needed to drive development, foster innovation, and that very important aspect, which is entrepreneurship. And I must say that at Eduvos, we see firsthand how our graduates contribute to the growth of industries across South Africa. We bring together a lot of significant capacity in graduating specifically technology skills, and also biomedical sciences, legal and commerce areas. And we increasingly seeing that these graduates form smaller companies, join larger companies, and that really catalyzes the growth. And I think it's really time for us to get to a new economic vision for South Africa, because I think a lot of the language and narrative is around what was wrong in the past and not what should be right in the future. So I really love your comment that it's where we're talking about education being more than a pathway to employment. It really is a national imperative that we invest in it.
Speaking of the future, Dr. Steenberg, what about the importance of the right education? Because we're seeing a shift in the things that are becoming important in the sectors or the industries that are leading to global competitiveness. And that also then obviously necessitates a shift in the right kind of skills for that. How do you now have, okay, I've got education, but is it fit for purpose? Yeah. Is it fit for what the world needs now?
I think that that's a very important way to look at it in terms of saying, what does the world need now? But I think we have a much easier problem to solve in what does Africa and what does South Africa need right now? And I think we need to, while I think everybody wants to have technology skills, at the same time, we mustn't forget that a lot of what we need to do is about humanness. I think if we do the research, we increasingly seeing that economies that are only tech driven are failing. And I think that we need to find the balance between tech and people. In Africa, we have that model. So while at this point in time, I would really recommend you look at your fourth IR skills, we also incorporating AI into every aspect of the curriculum, because AI is changing the way that lawyers do their work, that teachers do their work, that accountants do their work. And it's about how does that actually impact you and your career. So our graduates, I think, and I believe, and that's what we hear, leave with the advanced technical and soft skills that make them competitive, not just in South Africa, but on a global stage.
Dr. Steenberg, you mentioned the specific needs that Africa would have, and that brought up quite an interesting thought around when we look at those communities within Africa at the moment. Access to education is something that's still a challenge. So education in itself is one aspect of it, but access to education, particularly in a world that is more globalized than ever before, we surely should be able to have greater access to education at a local level and make this as seamless as possible. And I suppose that's kind of where you have Eduvos's blend of distance learning plus on-site learning and all those other products.
Definitely. I think access needs to be addressed on two levels. One is access to the economy, which implies access to education. So quality education is one of the most powerful tools for social mobility. And Eduvos, we're really committed to providing access to quality education to students from all backgrounds. And we know that education reduces inequality, promotes social cohesion, and really creates pathways for participation of a person in a real economic benefit. And that's something that both the public and private sector needs to recognize and support. I recently came across a very disturbing statistic where incomplete public university qualifications, there's about 100 to 250,000 and people, and that has created a national historic debt of 16.5 billion rand. Now, to put that in context, there is 100,000 to 250,000 bright young people that started studying but never got out. So I'm really, at this point in time, thinking very carefully about how can we certify people that don't have a complete or full qualification so that we can start closing that gap. Because I think we need to create a space in which we allow people to enter the workplace sooner, contribute to the economy, continue their education, because that's the way that you will reduce inequality over time. We've started workshopping this idea with different players in the industry, and I think you'll see something coming from us very soon in that. But I really think what we need to start creating access by allowing people to succeed. And that is a very different mindset than I think is currently being practiced.
Dr. Steenberg, speaking of the innovative solutions that you're bringing to the market, I want to look at just the importance of certain sectors. And I'm thinking in particular around sectors like entrepreneurship and their role in providing sustainable solutions in the future. Because when we think about education, the last thing you want is to have the kind of education that, one, might become redundant, or two, that might not be as fit for purpose as what is required in the South African context. But things like entrepreneurship allow you to build a sustainable future, not for yourself, or not only for yourself, but for yourself, your communities, and those around you.
Absolutely. Universities and educational institutions like EduVos are hubs for innovation and entrepreneurship. We provide our students with the tools to think creatively, solve complex problems, and to start businesses that have a real impact on the economy. And many of our graduates have gone on to become successful entrepreneurs. They've created jobs and they're driving regional growth. And by fostering an entrepreneurial mindset, which is one of our values at EduVos, we ensure that South Africa can compete in the global innovation landscape. Very practically, we see that the people that come to our careers days are changing. They're not just large corporates. They're not just the top 1,000 companies. They are our alumni, and they're there as 2, 3, 4, 5 people that have started a business and that now are coming back to their institution to recruit people to work with them because they know of the type of skill that they're getting. And I'm so enthused by our young people and how they are taking the market opportunities and sitting and saying, we're not going to wait for large multinationals so that we get prized jobs. We're actually going to do it for ourselves. And we see a lot of that, and it's so heartening.
Speaking of not waiting for opportunities to come by, EduVos has opened up pre-enrollments for 2025. Let's look at that before we wrap up the conversation. What does it mean for pre-enrollments, and what are the benefits of pre-enrolling?
100%. So I think if you haven't gotten a seat at a public institution already by the end of this month, the probability of you studying at a public institution is very, very low next year. And I think that that's the difference between ourselves and public institutions, is that we are actually committed to giving people access. I know recently there's been some critical remarks from government officials about private higher education. And while the debate is healthy, you must remember that institutions like EduVos are fully registered and accredited. We contribute significantly to the higher education landscape in South Africa. And we really give young people an opportunity to have the career that they envisage. And what that means is you can pre-enroll now, so you can utilize your existing matric results. And even if you do not necessarily qualify for the exact qualification that you intended to, we will get you a spot at one of our institutions. We've got place next year. We believe we will have about 21,500 students, even more if more people pitch. And yeah, so you really have the opportunity to realize that dream and get that career that you have in mind and that best suits you and your skill.
The career of your dreams. There's more than 12 campuses around the country. There's more than 20 accredited qualifications that are internationally recognized. This institution certainly is putting education at the forefront, and it's always nice to see that they're adjusting their model to ensure that it's always fit for purpose. I think we'll leave it at that. Dr. Steenberg, always lovely to speak to you. That's Dr. Riaan Steenberg, who is a director and shareholder at EduVos, joining me to reflect on education and its importance in the economy today. This interview was brought to you by EduVos. Your education, your future.
Unlock endless possibilities with EduVos. Study applied science, commerce, law, humanities or IT. Award-winning private higher education. 12 campuses, one future. Yours. Pre-enroll now for 2025 at eduvos.com. EduVos. Your education, your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.